Intervju Radija Študent.
Side of it, but I can't ignore it. Don't be the ignorant who turns his back on it. And now we win the race, and now you show your face. If you can find your place, then we can show you how to send it to outer space. So you can skip the barrier and move it to your area, so we can boss your radio and speak out to the speakers and scream out to the sleepers. They freak out when they hear us, cause we make beats like gorillas. In this giant country jungle, the digital monkey's on a move. Talking straight, we never mumble, making sure your dancing feet will move.
Pozdravljeni u terminu intervju Radija Študent, kjer se pogovarjamo z Zorijem Kaplanom, saksofonistom, pevcem in enim od soustanoviteljev benda Balkan Beatbox, ki nas obišče v sredo 30. marca v kinu Šiška v organizaciji Druge godbe. So, Mr. Kaplan, you started as a jazz musician and then you also played with Firewater in alter rock band, which we also saw here in Slovenia. So I'm wondering what was your story becoming so familiar with Balkan and other traditional music from Mediterranean.
Okay. Well, I think I guess my childhood, you know, I was playing clarinet as a kid, and I was playing I was really interested in klezmer music as a kid. Mm-hmm. This is kind of strange, but it was a little obsession of mine when I was a kid. And later on, after going through a whole lot of jazz education, I kind of fell in love with Roma music. You know, when I was quite young student. And I think ever since then, I'm trying to combine between my jazz roots and my klezmer roots and my love of Roma kind of brass music, and to kind of make some of my own sounds out of this mashup.
So do you see any similarities or maybe even some differences between, let's say, Balkan brass music? I think of like big band music and jazz music.
There's a lot of similarities, I think, you know, and somehow you can see the history of music through brass, you know, you can see where it came and where it went. I find a lot of the New Orleans, you know, brass bands have a connection somehow. And the mariachis in Mexico, you know, some kind of an international brass bond. The message of the trumpets was loud enough to be heard all around the globe. So I do find connections all the time.
So what do you think is some very special thing about your band Balkan Beatbox in using this Balkan music?
No, not just that. It's a big mashup, really. It's very much also connected to the Mediterranean Peninsula. You know, the countries around it. What it is a lot of things we fell in love with, music we fell in love with and appreciated, and a lot of things that were really rooted in us, more like the Mediterranean. Growing up on the Mediterranean, most of us in Tel Aviv, and sucking in, you know, Arabic music on the radio, and Persian music, Moroccan music, Yemenite music, you know, Bulgarian roots, Romanian, Tamir Muscat, you know, his mother is from Bucharest. So it's a big mix, you know, but it's not very defined. We went to New York, we're completely modern producers and modern musicians, and also with Western music and hip-hop, you know, and I think that our band has a connection to to Beastie Boys as much as it has to, you know, folk music.
There are quite some projects, mostly electronic ones, which just sample Balkan or some other traditional music, and it all sounds to me and to my colleagues like exploitation. So what do you think, where is the border between exploitation and creative mashup?
I totally agree with you, actually. I mean, I feel like when you take something that is complete and, you know, folk, with folk elements, and you just, you know, put it in your computer and put an electronic beat, it's, and when I hear something like that, I totally agree with you. In our case, I can give you an example that we recorded part of our album in Belgrade. And there was a brass band there, Ajdarovic Orchestra, that recorded with us. But it was 4 days where we were teaching them our own compositions. And by that, I mean there was a complete two-way street of exchange of information. We were teaching them tunes that I composed, and we composed, and it took them time to learn it. It was some kind of a new melody, but they gave it their own interpretation. So we really had a workshop situation and a give and take. And for me, that is the essence of how, you know, collaboration and interaction with folk musicians should be like, you know. You should give, you should take, everybody should come out of it feeling like they exploited each other in a very positive way. So this is the way we want to do, we work, and I find that it always keeps being interesting, and I hope hopefully to the listeners too, because it's fuller, more complete world of music.
Yes, Roma musicians are known for this fact that they actually take influences from everywhere and make it their own. So I guess you are trying with your band to do the same.
Yeah, and they took our tunes that we composed, and they come from a bit of a Yemenite background, melodies, And they took these melodies that we taught them and took them to a Guča festival, you know, in Serbia. So here we go. And there are people listen to our songs there. And they, you know, another brass band imitates them and takes it. And this is how music always traveled through the world. So this, there always have been this kind of liquidity and fluidity between cultures.
Yeah. That's actually connected with my next question, which has to do with politics. Just recently here in Europe, there's been some talks by famous politicians like Angela Merkel and Sarkozy that the project of multiculturalism hasn't succeeded, that immigrants did not take part, did not assimilate into the new country. So how do you, as a person who lives and comes from Israel and lived in a Big Apple, that is New York, how do you think about this political issue?
Well, I wonder, but why is it so successful in somehow I find it very successful in New York. Because when we go out in New York to, you know, go out at night to a club, I meet people of all sorts, you know, Indians, Asians, Black, Hispanic, you know, everybody wanted to make something better for themselves and had the opportunity to do better for themselves, did, in fact, worked very hard and did better for themselves. And you have a new generation of completely mixed people, okay? I think that maybe some of these countries in Western Europe did not really want to give that opportunity. Maybe they wanted a cheap workforce, but they were not really serious about assimilating these people and giving the chance to these people to have the courage to try to get these jobs, to get this education, you know? So they, therefore, maybe this multiculturalism didn't succeed because they did not get the right opportunity, the dream that still, I feel, exists in New York and is possible for everyone, is not still there in the old Europe, which is, you know, France or such other countries, Italy, I don't know.
Okay, so you, as a band, Balkan Beatbox, do you, as a part of your agenda, have maybe also educational point, because it seems that the younger generation doesn't know much about politics, geography, and neither about music, because music is consumed today on daily basis and very superficially. So have you ever thought about not just playing with that brass band as you told me, but as making some workshops or something similar?
Yeah, we're doing this all the time, you know. We do workshop, we do participate in certain causes, and you know, do what we can to and I think in our music, where this is where the most effort is put, is the most important work we do, because if you listen to the lyrics and of our songs, in some of our songs there's definitely strong messages, and so whomever enjoys the music and listens, perhaps they listen to also to the message in the lyrics, which is a message of tolerance, of, you know, I guess the yearning for peace, and why we always fall in the same traps as people in a society.
Yeah, I guess that's also the point with your band, that it's not just about having good time and party, but also to think while you dance about those messages. You lived in New York for quite some time. You also played with Gogol Bordello, which we also know very well here in Slovenia. So I'm wondering, that band and some other bands which are mixing different cultures are quite provocative. They just want to sound like something which is, you know, like enemy of the state. So I'm wondering how do some average Americans look at those bands, and also at your band, which is, you know, doing almost the same with mixing those cultures?
I think it's a very fresh wind for the American music fans. There are not very, very many bands like Balkan Beatbox and Gogol Bordello in America. dare to bring, you know, something foreign to the heart of America, you know. And I think people somehow also in America are looking for this kind of some cultural roots. Yeah. After all, also Americans are immigrants, and they came from other lands, and they don't have in their, I think, in their DNA, you know, this kind of immigrant consciousness is there. And of course, there's the new immigrants in America that all come to our show as well. So we have this fusion of people, and they celebrate something new together that is also very old. I think that is why we're successful in you know, on our own, you know, and up to some level we're successful in America. There's this urge of people to connect to something old, something deep, and come together as a community. I really think this message is heard in America.
So you are, I mean, you play quite a lot concerts, and is your music played on American radios?
We play a lot in America. This is our home base. New York is our, you know, home base town, and it's, you know, some of our best shows are home base. American radio, well, I don't know what radio in America is anymore. It's all like bought by the same corporation. So yeah, the student stations play us, you know, and the public radios and such. But there's definitely a glass ceiling that is the corporate world, the mainstream radio, you know. It's very mainstream. Pop radio is very much, you know, the superficial kind of thing. So we exist in the subculture. And we're happy to be in the subculture, because the subculture is a lot more interesting people and a lot more like us. And it's also, it's huge in America. I mean, for every, you know, 10 superficial corporate people, there'll be one subversive one.
It's almost the same with jazz musicians, I mean, from America, because they mostly play in Europe, because that kind of music is not so, you know, valued in America. So I thought that maybe is the same.
A different story. I think the jazz story is a bit different, because right now America has kind of embraced jazz music as a classical music. And there are opportunities in America for jazz musicians, I feel, as well, to some extent. But it's jazz immigrated to Europe as a music, in a way. It's, I guess, the modern jazz, the contemporary jazz, the free improv. A lot of it is kind of immigrated to Europe, just because it's very hard to do something so underground in America. The established jazz as a whole, the Wynton Marsalis of the 90s, that is also accepted in America, I think.
I know that story. So I think maybe this young improvising jazz musician could and should learn something from Balkan Beatbox and similar bands doing in subculture and underground.
Maybe just bring a new message, you know, that could be a spike up the value of jazz music, you know. It needs to be to talk about now, about the issues. And like, you know, like free jazz did in the 60s, like bebop did in the 40s. It was an urgent message.
I agree, So, okay, I think we had quite some interesting talk. We're looking forward to your concert. We saw you once before. It was really a great concert. I think that it also makes you different, that you don't just pull some plugs or buttons, but actually it's a live experience. So, Mr. Kaplan, thank you for your time, and see you in Ljubljana at concert on the 30th of March at the Druga Godba Festival.
We are very much looking forward to seeing everybody in Ljubljana. So thanks very much.
Thank you once more, and see you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Intervju Radija Študent.